Ed, you still here?
I am, finally.
Yeah, we know.
There's three.
Yeah.
Well, wah, I ordered wah. You a beverage.
Oh, sure.
I guess what I ordered you.
Oh, I hope it was a four.
Welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. I am your host, Captain Boomies, and we are at Pusser's Baltimore.
Oh, yeah?
The newly opened... I suppose reopened, is that the word that we're supposed
perhaps.
To be?
Relocated.
Relocated.
There you go.
Oh my goodness. With me, the wonderful, the lovely, the slightly tardy, but full of fur on his face, the broker with the beard. How are you doing, Cap?
I'm fantastic now that I'm out of traffic.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Note to everyone, come by boat. There's no traffic.
Yes. No lines and no waiting.
There you go.
I think you would have been here in 45 minutes?
Yeah.
From hall.
I think no I problem. Could have swam quicker.
That's right.
So we do have a couple other characters with
yes.
us.
Yes.
This is an exciting one because we've got a planning committee here, essentially. So... with us is the star of all things sailing podcastery.
Yes.
Jeff Wettig of the Shooting the Breeze Sailing Podcast. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good. Great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you ever hear our Pusser's episode previously?
I've seen you guys do a Pusser's episode.
But, we've had a few episodes in Pusser's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say.
And next to him, the king of all things Upper Chesapeake sailing, Facebook group, and other kingdoms. I don't know.
Very small kingdoms.
How are you doing, Brian Gorl? How are you doing?
I am very good. I'm very good.
Well, welcome aboard. Is this your first time at the new Pusser's?
First time at Pusser's, first time on a Funny Boat podcast.
Mm. Ooh.
It's been on a mildly amusing podcast.
Few of those. I beg to do podcasts.
The Jovial RV podcast.
And we have one more person here that I'm a little afraid of,
ooh.
If I'm honest, because I create a lot of havoc around here, and he's...
get you in the party here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Beverage incoming. Right. Thank you so much. Now you're really here.
Yeah, now it's time to get into it.
Anyway, where was I at? Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Ruining the introduction of the person that I wasn't supposed to ruin the introduction of because he's much more important around here than I am. We have Joel of Lighthouse Point Marina.
Yeah.
You are the general manager?
General manager, yes.
Fabulous. So Lighthouse Point Marina just got all new docks, and now they have an all new Pusser's, and they've got an almost new event coming up, which is why we're all here, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Did you not know?
I did read the notes. I did. This time I read the notes.
Just don't believe you. Just don't believe you. There is an event. Are you? I want to tell you about it, but I didn't get to go to it last year, and I'm pretty annoyed about it, if I'm honest, because somebody, Brian, scheduled it for the powerboat show because he's prejudiced against powerboaters.
Maybe biased is the better word.
No.
Truth be known, I have a 1976 powerboat.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Rode brand new. So I've been a powerboater longer than I've been a sailboater. So
he's just buttering us up.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Boat Fest, also known as the Boaters Boat Show, which... you're going to have to explain this one to me. So I was introduced to it as the Boaters Boat Show. Brian, what is the Boaters Boat Show?
So I have imposed on Lighthouse Point's Boat Fest to add the boat show to Boat Fest.
We merged.
Yes, we merged. So there was a Boat Fest first while the Boaters Boat Show idea was in the process of happening. And so the date of the first boat show was in October during the powerboat show, mm-hmm. which definitely did not work and caused a few issues.
Yes.
So we moved it up to September 6th. Little known secret.
Ooh.
It's my birthday.
Hey. What?
So really, it's just a Danger. Party for me. I'm having a really big boat party Good. This year. That's and it. Joel's putting it on. He didn't even know.
I did not know. Suckered you right in.
I've got to order the cake now.
Bryant, I am stupid jealous right now. Like, I was upset before having missed the first one, but I'm real mad now. Why are we promoting this? I'm so angry about it. Nobody throws a party like this for me for my birthday. This is not fair. Okay, so now I need an explanation of what exactly is Boat Fest.
So Boat Fest is a celebration of boating in Baltimore. Last year was the first Boat Fest. It was something that we came up with here at Lighthouse Point and Oasis. Obviously, as everybody knows, we had the tragic collapse of the Key Bridge last year that shut down the harbor for 12 weeks and really stunted the whole boating season. So we wanted to remind folks last year that the harbor was back open and in business, extend the season some. So we came up with Boat Fest, and we had our first annual Boat Fest last year in September, had a number of boats come in, number of vendors. It was a great inaugural event, probably had about 200 people out. We were super excited about that. And we had such great feedback. And on the heels of that event, we immediately decided we need to do it again, make it an annual event. We have a vision where we want to see this expand throughout the harbor. And, you know, we see a future where we have 100, 150, 200 boats, you know, descending on Baltimore to celebrate boating in Baltimore. So it's something that's going to just continue to grow and catch fire. And Bryant and his group came in October of last year on during the Powerboat Show with their Not a Boat Show Boat Show, which was a heck of a lot of fun. And so putting our heads together this year, we kind of merged the two events. And so the Not a Boat Show Boat Show is living under the Boat Fest umbrella. And just kind of adds that, again, that celebration of boating in Baltimore. So we'll have boats here, obviously. We'll have vendors here that are supporting of boating. So, you know, whether it's service folks or people that support the boating lifestyle, all the things that you need as a boater to make your boating experience better. That's kind of where we're coming at it from. And then, of course, this year we've got Pussers here open with us at Lighthouse Point. Thanks. So that's God. That's just perfect. And we've got some other vendors coming in, food trucks and the like. So we're super excited about it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was slightly worried that I was going to have a boat show without Pussers. And yeah, right? I didn't know how I was going to handle the rest of my fall. Well, but it's been solved, so thank you.
I will say, at the inaugural Boaters Boat Show, there was handmade painkillers that was distributed at
out of a certain boat.
Yeah, so I heard Pussers got wind of it and immediately came up here for competition.
I figured they just, you know, were going to get more money out of me if they moved to my town. It does make it a lot easier being able to stumble home, I gotta say. So I would like to talk about Lighthouse Point Marina. They're, like I said, brand new docks here, brand new power, which is also really, really nice. I haven't had a breaker trip on me ever here, and it is so satisfying because I bring in these big girls, right? And I hook into your shore power and I flip on that air conditioner on all six chillers and I wait and I wait. And it's frosty and it's wonderful. And I never lose power and it makes me very, very happy. But I also am surprised because I bring my little boat here as well. And my little boat is probably too little for this marina. It's only 18 feet. And all of your docks have cleats that are definitely meant for some big girls. Where am I supposed to go?
So, Yeah, the smallest slip in the marina is 35 feet. But we can take boats that are smaller than that. We have some side ties along B dock here that can accommodate that. So it doesn't matter what size boat you have. We've got a spot for you here at Lighthouse Point.
And what about the docks in front of Pusser? So that whole dock bar down there, that's floating.
Yep, the whole dock bar that's floating, and it is a floating dock bar.
Sweet.
So you got a little motion to it. But all the face dock around the floating dock bar is available for dock and dine.
Ooh.
Dock and dine. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Dock and dash.
No.
Perfect. Wedding. I'm on to you. There's a reason we're friends. Okay. Have you ever come here by boat?
Not to this location, no.
Oh.
Not yet. Yeah.
You talk to a lot of boaters.
A few.
That are trying to buy some expensive toys from you. What do they say about trips to Baltimore?
It's kind of like a little hidden gem. I mean, you would think with Baltimore's history, it would be more of a boating destination, but a lot of people don't think of it as being that. And there's a ton of great spots. I've sold several boats just along this area at different marinas up and down, Anchorage Marina and whatnot. And,
well, what I like about it is it should be a jumping off point for more boats. There's so many. If you look at a satellite view of Baltimore, the dockage is massive. Hundreds and hundreds of slips.
Yep.
All throughout Baltimore's Inner Harbor. And they just announced a whole new program with the Harbor Master.
Ooh.
That they are opening up all of the city docks that used to say no docking here. The Harbor Master went around and peeled all of the no docking signs off. And now you just call up the Harbor Master's office and he assigns you a slip so you can dock.
Oh, nice.
At places like Fells Point, Inner Harbor Pier. What is that called? Broadway Pier? Broadway Pier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seems a little risky because you don't have somebody like Joel here to catch your dock lines.
Right.
Or make sure that your power is working. There's no shore power.
Yeah.
But it has really opened this whole city up from the water. And frankly, from the water, Baltimore is fabulous.
Yeah. Well, so being from Rock Hall, we have a lot of fishing charter boat captains that will actually bring parties here instead of fishing on the off nights. They'll come, they'll bring people by workboat, fishing boat to Ravens games, Oriole games, just coming down for an Inner Harbor day kind of deal.
Yeah.
So we do that all the time. Years ago in Rock Hall, we had a ferry, and I remember coming to the game, baseball games in particular, to watch batting practice and stay for the game and then take the ferry back. But, yeah.
Yeah, I've done a couple of those trips for people coming from Kent Island and whatnot and taking them over to a baseball game. Because that's the right season.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I had family members come over by powerboat to go to Pier 6 when they're having concerts.
Yeah.
They just anchor right off of Pier 6. And you can, in some cases, you can actually see it. But in most cases, you can just at least hear it.
Yep. Yeah.
And all you do is drop a hook, and there you are. And then you leave when you're done. You know what I mean?
So it's also a deep water port, which is valuable for sailboats. It is minimum 40 feet. Most of the harbor, and that is ridiculous. And now I'm gonna poo all over it. Are you ready for this? Just gonna take a big Blackwater steamy release all over this thing. All of the services are not here anymore because of a very large corporation that seems to be buying up a lot of the waterfront.
Mm.
All the travel lifts that could do service, especially the deep water travel lifts, are no longer an option. And you got to go pretty far away from Baltimore to be able to get hauled out. And I'm taking this opportunity right now to yell about it and tell somebody that they need to fix that, because it's really stressing me out that I can tell sailboats to come here, but if anything happens and they need any kind of service on their props, or they need any kind of service on their bottom, they are screwed.
Twin screwed.
No, it's a sailboat, single screw. You power boaters.
Oh, okay, I'm done. I'm done whining about that. What? Mm. I have more questions about the boat show. Okay. Well, it's like a boat show and tell is what it sounds like.
That's sort of what it started as, okay. The show and tell. And then we decided to, I don't know why, somebody came up with the name of the Boaters Boat Show, because Annapolis is, you know, everybody goes to the Annapolis Boat Show. I don't care if you're powerboat, sailboat, whatever. Just looking at the big, gorgeous boats is, you know, beautiful to do, walking around with a painkiller and looking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's quite a few of us that do not have the checkbook that fits the boats that come to Annapolis Boat Show. So, you know, I started boating probably when I was about 18. Did buy my first sailboat from the Annapolis Boat Show, brand new.
Ooh.
Big 18-foot Chrysler Buccaneer.
Fancy.
Fancy. It was great.
What?
But most of us are looking around for that next deal of a sailboat. And whether you do you want a Hunter? Do you want a Pearson? Do you want a Catalina? Do you want this or that? Everybody, you know, when I go to buy a car, I go to CarMax because I can look at every different manufacturer's all under one hood. So the idea came up of the Boaters Boat Show where it's a, like a car show. Right, you go to a car show, not every car there is for sale,
mm-hmm.
but you might become a Mustang fan, or you might become a Camaro fan, or whatever it is, right? So rarely do you get a chance to go on a bunch of different boats. So that's where the idea came up. Bring your pride and joy, show it off. Everybody, I was amazed last year of the ideas that people put on their boats,
right? Like,
my big aha moment last year was if you put a washer and screw it to your shelf and then put a rare earth magnet to the bottom of it, nothing moves when you're sailing. You always knew you had a good sail because you look down below and go, oh, yeah, that was a good one. There's that, there's that, there's that.
Everything's all spilled
magnets,
over.
Nothing moves.
Mm.
It was amazing. But then, you know, we have contests. The contests are typically, they're all voted on by the people who come, and they we have year category, so the old boats, the middle-aged boats, and the brand-new boats have a category.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody votes on, you know, which boat is the best, but this year they'll have some new categories of, like, who came the furthest, and the one I'm really excited about,
this might
somebody
be the,
named.
This might be the one I'm gunning for.
Good,
maybe
the furthest.
Well, no. at least you're not gunning for the other one.
No, I think it's the other one I'm gunning for.
The other one is better you than me, and it's that guy who bought that boat. That's like, ew, that boat needs everything.
Worst in show. That's what I'm going for.
Worst in show to best in show within a year.
Oh man, I kind of love the idea of a worst in show.
Right?
So this is fantastic because you nailed it, which is you go to the boat show, you buy a boat, and then you don't have like a reason to boat show. Like you don't get to be fawned over by the likes of this guy over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll just ignore you. It's ridiculous. Yeah. He already sold you a boat.
Yeah, so much for after the sale, right?
Ed, there's a spring boat show. We'll chat then.
So there's, it just seems like it really makes sense, and I'm surprised that I haven't heard of anyone doing something similar prior to this. The closest I've got, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So good.
Absolutely great.
You're the best. Of course he would. Of course he would. What was I talking about? Does it matter?
Drinks interrupted everything, every thought.
You were saying about how you hadn't seen this concept before.
I haven't seen this concept before. And I'm surprised about it because, there are car shows where people bring their car and they show it off to other car enthusiasts or even just car interestedists. And that's kind of what the boat show is, right? Like, I bring a lot of people to the boat show that are just boat interested, and then they become boat obsessed.
Mm-hmm. So these are my favorites.
Oh, God, I know. What do you do with those people, though? You need to give them something to aspire to.
Yeah, for sure. And good old boats, you know, are plenty on the bay. And coming myself from central Pennsylvania, I don't know about, I'm sure down here, but I can't get on like a highway and go 30 miles without seeing on a Saturday, you know, car show, motorcycle show, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. You know, the one Amish farmers market up there every Thursday night or Friday night during the summer has 40 muscle cars lined up with their hoods propped up and they're all spit shining, you know, everything like that. And you just don't see that in the sailing world. And I'm not sure why, you know what I mean? But I thought it was a great idea when he first started talking about it.
So you ever go to a party where there is no other boaters and you're trying to talk about your sailboat and you get the nods?
No, we don't.
Right?
We don't attend those parties.
I've been there.
Oh, okay. I just flicked.
It's horrible. But
you guys
want to
talk about boats?
If you find that one-off guy who owns a sailboat, they will find each other.
Right. I literally
and they won't move for the entire night. They will tell you about the new head they just installed and why it flushes better than the you know the one before or whatever. Boaters will talk about anything. Every boat has a story.
Yeah.
Every boat has a story.
I literally started a podcast just to talk about boats some more. I know a lot of boaters. And I still never get sick of talking about it. Give it to me. Give me more. I really am tickled to death about... Did you see that they brought the bar from...
Yes.
From Pusser's Annapolis? It's literally the mermaids are still there. The woodwork is still there.
Yeah.
It was a weird moment of homecoming.
Yeah. Like, I remember before they, like, literally a couple days before they were closing, you and I were there, and we were like, wonder if we initially, I think something was recorded. We were like, oh, I wonder if we can buy that part of the bar. I wonder if we can buy that part of the bar. And they're like, no, we're taking it all apart and we're going to take it over there.
It's just amazing. I'm so tickled. I'm so happy this is here. I'm so happy that you can actually sit here and see boats.
Yeah, you can see the water, which is new.
That is new. I remember sitting at the bar in Pusser.
The complete opposite direction of the water. When you sat at the bar, that's what you saw.
I mean, the mermaids are very nice. It's so wild. I'm just so excited. I think this boaters boat show thing is going to catch fire. I think there's going to be a lot more places that want to do it, but I can't really see better places than the Chesapeake Bay, because you're pulling from so many different areas that have such varied boat types and so many different sailing types, and they can all converge up the Patapsco here and end up in a very large marina. How many slips do you have here?
Yeah, we've got 355 in slip.
Jesus.
And with side ties, we can accommodate up to 402.
Sounds like just a perfect match.
Yeah.
So I got to say that, like, when the boat show idea kind of developed, I don't have a marina, right? So I got to find somebody. And looking around, and Joel was like, hey, I have a marina. And I'm like, okay. And I used to be with Downtown Sailing Club, and we used to sail right out front. And I knew that it had old docks and was kind of crusty. And I'm like, but, you know, hey, it's a home. You need a home? Go find a home. I walked down here, and the jaw dropped because all new docks, everything.
All new pilings. Every one of these pilings is new.
Well, I asked Joel in the beginning. I was like, I was worried a little bit about depth, and you said you dredged the entire basin out.
So some folks may know the history of this location. There's been a boatel here. There's been a marina here. There's been a presence on the Canton waterfront for a number of years. New owners purchased the marina in April of 2022. And as you mentioned, the old marina was in a real state of decay. And they shut the old marina down in August of 22 to begin the revitalization. So everything on the water is literally brand new. Every pile, every piece of dock board, all that infrastructure is brand new. And then in addition to that, because there had been so many things here previous, we had the whole bottom surveyed. And we had other obstructions taken out because there were piles over here that were from three marinas ago. And
whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were hazards out there. So all that's been cleared out. We had divers working for weeks. So everything on the water is brand new. And then we were fortunate also to acquire the building here, and that was kind of phase two of the renovation, gutting out the restaurant space, bringing pussers in. We've got a brand new boaters lounge, marine office, and fitness center. And then in September, we'll be starting on phase three, which will be the addition of the bathhouses, restroom, shower facilities, laundry, kitchenette, that'll complete prior to the 26th season. So everything right. on the water is brand new.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. I've definitely seen a bathhouse here.
Yes. So we have an arrangement with the swim club on site here.
You're
so,
going to make me a new bathhouse?
A new bathhouse. It's going to be connected right to the boaters lounge.
Just for you.
So you're going to have to walk across the parking
it's
lot.
It's going to have a mirror with lights around it that says Kate.
Boomies, it's the men's room you. And Kathy Boomies' room.
Yeah. Boomies' bath. There you go.
I'm so happy.
Well, what I was saying earlier, like Lighthouse Point is great, and we also have this promenade that goes all the way down.
Yep.
So, like when you go to the Annapolis Sailboat Show, so this year I'm trying to book a slip for the sailboat show.
Wow.
And I'm on a waiting list.
You fancy pants.
Right. Mm. Because I want to, if I have to, I'll anchor, you know what I mean? But I want to go by boat. But the problem with Annapolis is, like, the dinghy docks get clogged.
Right.
With 100 dinghies, even if you anchor, you might have to, or you get a slip over at like Horn Point, which is on Eastport side. You still have to walk, I don't know, 8-10 blocks to get to the bridge, and then you go across and you're going another whatever.
Right.
So here you've got slips here at Lighthouse Point. I'm sure if that fills up, you can get slips at whatever the next couple marinas are, and they're all connected by this walkway. And if you're putting vendors out and everything right here, and then Canton and Fells Point are right here. So you got right. all kinds of restaurants and everything where I think this is even better set up than Annapolis for a boat show.
Yeah, I don't think people realize just how accessible Baltimore is once you're on the waterfront. I mean, as you mentioned, the promenade goes all the way from Canton Waterfront Park, technically all the way back around to Silo Point. And so once you're docked, you can get anywhere, within a quick walk.
Mm-hmm. Bring a scooter.
Scooter.
Well, we have water taxis too.
Yep.
So the water taxis pull right up here.
Shout out Captain Amanda. Saw her on the water today.
The only thing we don't have, and you have to work about since you have the bar out front, is we don't have an Ego Alley.
Ah.
But you have enough parking spaces. But we all know a good afternoon is watching people come in to dock.
Mm. Yeah.
So sitting out there on the dock and watching some of these big girls get, docked up. Not that Kate's docking them, but there are others.
Yeah, that's not exciting. It's like, never mind.
Well, she makes it boring. She's told me.
Yeah,
if you don't come in and the guy that's catching your lines is not asleep, you went too fast.
That is correct. Honestly, you want everyone at the dock bar to have to order another drink. That's the goal. That's good docking.
I've taken your videos to heart.
My side note, my uncle, late uncle, used to be a chef's captain. Captain Chef on a boat down in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm.
And his key to always getting a good review on his food was make sure everybody had two drinks. So I think I'm going to use that same thing for docking. Make sure all the viewers have several drinks before I dock, and then everybody will be pleased.
Solved.
Yeah, right?
Sorry, you said a magic word earlier, though, and that was vendors.
Ooh.
Yes.
What kind of vendors are we talking about? Because I thought we were just, throwing some crusty old boats and some slips, and then I get to molest them, which I love.
I would show up just for that.
But now we're talking about I get to go shopping as well. What kind of vendors?
I mean, we have service providers that'll be here. The Coast Guard Auxiliary is going to be here. And then vendors that support the boating lifestyle. So there's a, I'm going to draw a blank on it now, a company out of Annapolis that does the sail bags or makes the bags from the old sails. And then we also want to support some of the local vendors here in the Canton area. So we'll have them participating as well. So we're working on the vendor list now, but you'll be able to shop. No question about it.
Thank you.
I think we had a meeting earlier today. I think we're going to also have some Boat Fest apparel.
Ooh.
Looks like that. Looks like shirts. That's in the works now. Shirts are in the works. So we're excited about it. And the other cool piece of it is that here at Lighthouse Point, we've got a great partnership with the Waterfront Partnership and with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. We have the largest public oyster garden in the state of Maryland here at Lighthouse Point. We had 120 cages. That's going to be going up to 200 cages this fall.
Ooh.
So part of Boat Fest is also a silent auction, and the proceeds from the silent auction are going to benefit the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and their oyster restoration program.
I genuinely didn't know that. I've seen the oyster beds, and I didn't even think anything about it. It makes sense to me that you have a ton, a literal ton of them.
I think they went in right before the boat show last year in October.
Yep. So they bring the oysters in September. There's oyster cages suspended from the docks. And then the oysters stay with us here until May. And then the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and the Waterfront Partnership come in May with volunteers, put the oysters on a boat, and we go out to Fort Carroll and the Oyster Sanctuary and
so
plant
are you taking all the credit for the swimmability?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's
of Baltimore
no coincidence
Harbor.
That the bay became swimmable, or the harbor became swimmable when we reopened. So
I love this.
There's a direct correlation there. So 70,000 oysters, baby spat oysters that we had here last year. When that number of cages grows to 200 this year, that's probably going to put us in the neighborhood of 140,000, 150,000 spat.
All right. So now I want to bring my fabulous boat darling baby that I love very much to show off at this boaters boat show.
That's because it's very sparkly.
Well, the water's so clean now. I'm willing to bring my boat.
You can see it.
So how do I do that? Do I have to petition for it? How do I prove to you that my boat is worthy of being part of the show?
Ooh.
Does it float?
I got so many babies.
So this year, it's not just about sailboats.
Yeah.
It's about cruising the bay. So at least the boat show is, right? So, you know, I've talked to so many people that have sailed around the world, and they've looked at me and said, Chesapeake Bay is probably one of the top sailing areas in the world, which I've never been outside the bay, so I can't really tell you, but everybody seems to love. And, you know, I grew up on the upper bay, grew up in Havre de Grace and Perryville and Northeast and all those little towns that are all accessible by water. So, you know, I bought my boat 10 years ago now and love cruising on weekends. I belong to a sailing club, and we go off for long weekends. We go off for week-longs and just sail around the upper bay. And what a great lifestyle it is. So I think that's where you and I have something in common, is we're trying to promote sailing around the bay or cruising around the bay. If you got a cruising boat, you want to cruise on. You know, whether it's got a mast or whether it's got, you know, sailboats have three sails: front sail, the main sail, and the D sail. This summer, it's a lot of D sailing.
God, the air's been pretty light. I gotta say, it's been a light one.
July and August. It's either all or nothing.
60 knots or none.
Exactly.
Well, you still didn't answer my question, though. How do I get to participate with my boat?
The slips are all gone through.
You can book a slip directly with us here at the marina or through Snagaslip.
Wait, but does that mean I'm part of the show?
If you choose to be.
If you want to be. Want to be part of the show.
Are you going to put a banner on my boat that says, you know, hey, this boat is...
We have a special area that we're working on that he's going to be. So these boats over here are going to be in the sailboat other than the
you
Boaters
keep
Boat
saying
Show.
That, yeah.
So those boats will be able to be boarded and stuff.
Cool.
And you can talk to the captains. Last year, it was kind of a LAN party with your boat in the background.
Okay.
You know, okay. You talk to the captain. She came on board. I didn't get a chance to see very many boats, so this year I hope to be able to go right. in and hang out with people, but people just hung out. And then after we went to eat, there was a party on a boat where the boat stories flowed till 2 a.m.
Oh, my.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful time.
It was great. I mean, just hearing everybody's story was wonderful. You asked about vendors, though. I'm going to jump in. I got my very first letter asking to be a vendor.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Guess who?
Is it me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I begged you. That's a difference.
Sorry.
The MTA, the people
Whoa.
Putting the bridge up, asked to have a booth here so that they could get with the community, the boaters, and everything else. So,
wow.
You know, the bridge that fell, they want to replace it. They want to talk to me about it.
Do you have to have Easy Pass to go up to the booth?
I'm hoping for a free Easy Pass.
I love that so, so much. I think there's so many opportunities here to have real conversations with real boaters. And if vendors aren't knocking down your door, that's crazy to me because I know what boat stands for. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably do too. I'm so sorry. I know it hurts. I love you. Hang in there. I'm just so tickled about this. So it sounds like if I have a boat and I want it to be, and I want to be part of this, I can. What if I don't have a boat?
So last year we had a number of folks that didn't have boats that came. We have the Boat Fest up on Eventbrite, and folks that are interested in coming by foot just to see boats, there's a small ticket fee, and they can come down, walk the docks, talk to the vendors, see boats. I think it's a real approachable way for folks that may be interested in mm-hmm. getting into boating to kind of dip their toe in the water, so to speak.
Sure.
You know, the Annapolis boat shows are great, but let's face it, it's intimidating. If you're a first-time boater or thinking about getting into it, this is a great way to kind of, you know, find out about boating from boaters. Like I said, you're not really getting sold anything per se. So by all means, if you don't have a boat or if you just want to check out boats, there'll be an opportunity for folks to do that. We're going to have live music down here. Like I said, Hussers is open.
Oh,
we're going to have vendors.
God.
It's going to be a fun day on the water.
I know last year I came down by car because it was just too late in the season for me. I had already hauled my boat out, but I just came down for the day. But we had a food truck out front here, and people were just walking by, and there's this gaggle of people ordering food and like looking at these boats, and they're like, what's going on? Like, something's happening, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they're like, oh yeah, it's just like a little boat show, you know? Oh, can we come out? You know, and I know at least a handful of people who just were walking by decided, you know, we're going to come out in boats and check it out.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely. I mean, we had people that purchased tickets in advance, but you're right, the promenade's always got traffic on it. Yeah. And there were folks that were just walking by that were like, hey, you know, want to see what's going on. And they came down and, you know, we're checking out boats and talking to vendors.
Ed, you've been known to sell a boat or two.
Yeah. Yes.
Occasionally. When you get lucky, right? So let me ask you.
I love that everybody gets it. This makes me so happy. These are fans.
Let me
you're a squirrel, you know, every now and then.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, mm-hmm. right? If you were buying a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to somebody, would you have more weight in somebody that's owned that style of boat and been a captain of it for 8, 10 years, the ins and outs,
right.
The best, the least, or the guy that just got roped into selling the boats down to Annapolis,
right?
That's
sure.
sitting there going, oh yeah, and last time I was selling a Beneteau, today I'm selling a Catalina, yeah, or whatnot. Like, but it's a really nice boat. It's real shiny. Go look at all the features. A captain's going to tell you about like where they where they ran the black water hose underneath the head, underneath the settee, that's really hard to get to. You're going to get so much information by captains that have owned that boat for a long time.
Correct.
As opposed to that corporate salesman that's like, yep, I'm going to lower this percentage down to whatever.
Yeah, well, I, you know,
and I think that also that, you know, a lot of times, because I've been to Annapolis, I want to buy one of them big, nice boats. But then you start thinking about, well, all right, it doesn't really come with the canvas, and it doesn't really come with the life jackets, and it doesn't come with, you know, the right. all the lines and this and that. So there's a lot to be said for buying a used boat.
I am seeing a shift. It's happening slowly, but it is happening, that service is becoming a bigger part of the whole boat buying process. Mm-hmm. And it's because y'all are having to fight harder.
You're right.
And I'd like to thank myself for, you know, talking mad shia about brokers.
Yeah, thank you for that. We really appreciate that. It's not lost on us.
I bought my boat through a broker, and I really appreciate how much information I got from him, because I was going from that 18-foot sailboat that I bought in 1980 at the boat show to one that actually had a wing keel on the bottom, and he had to explain everything to me. So, you know, I think, you know, I would much rather buy from a broker than what I'm talking about is some of the sales people that just come down and follow show to show. The show.
I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. Yes, Ed is one of the good ones or something.
Wait a minute. This is being recorded, right? Just making sure.
I'll reach down into the pit and help you out.
I know.
My jaw's on the floor.
It's funny because used car salesmen have the bad rep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in boating, it's the new boat sales reps that have the bad reputation. But again, I am seeing a shift in that. There's still buyer beware, across the board. But I think the internet has really helped make people be more honest. And I think things like boating meetups, boating communities online, owners groups are so valuable in terms of helping people understand what they're getting when they buy new.
Well, the one tool that we have now is the YouTube, right?
YouTube.
So, you know, I'm not a washer machine repair guy. But if my washer machine breaks and I have a chance of either getting the appliance guy out to the house or watching a quick video and going, oh, it's just those four screws and that drops out, you know, I'll tackle it myself. Well, the same thing's happening in the boating world too.
Sure.
You know, you want to learn how to bottom paint your boat? There's going to be a video on
it. Yep.
You know, so, you know.
Remind me to make the bottom painting video where I then tell you how cheap it is to get your bottom paint done. Don't do it yourself. That's a horrible idea.
That was always when I wanted to DIY. Don't do it yourself.
Don't do it yourself. That's an awful one.
Back in my remodeling days. But you're right. That's, you know, social media has been a big help. And I know not only am I a member of the, you know, Upper Chesapeake Sailing Facebook group, but if you're a member of one, you're a member of like 5 or 6 or 10 because, you know, there's an engine group, and then there's a sailboat group, and then there's a group of groups, and then, you know, location groups. There's so many different small things, and the questions being asked are ones that I needed to ask and didn't realize it. So you scan through, you see an answer, you're like, oh, that makes total sense. I get it. And it's very a lot of great information just through the social media and that part aside of YouTube.
Well, I think, because we're talking about new boats kind of versus like the old boats that we're talking about, you know, the market is shrinking a little bit. I don't think everybody's out there buying brand new boats anymore. They're kind of looking at, but I think recently with some of the catamarans on the YouTubes that came direct from the factory and had to go back to the factory and back to the factory and back to the factory 4 times. And now people are like, you know what? I'm giving my boat back because it just wasn't the quality that I was expecting it to be. Like, I think a lot of people are kind of hesitant to buy a new boat now.
Right.
So they're kind of looking at older boats. And even though you know, this is old, old boats in my case.
Let's be real. If you and I had the checkbook to buy the new boat, there would be a new boat park. You work for me. I work for somebody else.
Jeff here is talking a little bit insider baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's talking about there's a couple of very large YouTube sailing channels that have been given amazing deals from factories to get these gorgeous monsters built, only to find that they had insurmountable problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wild, wild problems. Probably having to do with the fact that, you know, they're getting probably too good of a deal. And so the factories are having to stretch themselves to accommodate with the hopes of then selling a crazy amount of these boats after the fact.
Yeah.
I am disgusted by what some of them have had to go through with some of these boat builds. But I also understand the perfect storm that created it.
Oh, yeah.
I completely understand why the allure of a big marketing vehicle like these sailing channels would entice a company to push themselves beyond what they're actually capable of.
Right.
And I hate it. I'm annoyed that it exists that way, that people would, frankly, ruin their own company.
Well,
but I understand it.
Even, you know, even just on a regular brand new boat, it's not going to be perfect. You know,
no.
I mean, you can't really expect that. But when you go to Annapolis, now for a while they were doing a brokerage thing on the side, like over across the bridge, kind of thing.
Yeah.
They kind of stopped doing that. So every boat that you see in Annapolis is a new-ish boat
for the fall show. Part. Yeah, absolutely.
They're either it's a brokerage boat that the next model's coming out next year or whatever. Where it is actually the new boat that they brought over from France or whatever. But at a boat show like this, you're going to see the 10, 20, 30, 37-year-old
boats.
Let
me tell you how much fun it is to drive the new boats. Oh, my God, it's delicious.
I think we all need to go for a ride-along when she's making the next delivery, because I don't think we're seeing the...
it's just delicious. The new boats, all of these factories. Oh, God, I love you.
that's why this is like the boater's boat show, because it's for the people that own boats, people that want to own boats that are either scared or don't know how to go about it. Hey, for whatever the entrance fee is, you can walk in off the street, and you can look at probably a 20... That last year, we had, what, 18 boats, 12, 18 boats throughout the thing.
Is Boat U.S. coming? Because they really should.
Yeah, yeah.
We're working on it.
They're working on it.
But just checking.
We had boats from like 24-footers to 42-footers. And everything in between. You know, the 24-foot boat was a very bare-bones boat, you know, with a porta-potty and a couple cushions. The 42-foot boat had everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in between. People that had rebuilt their boats completely different from what they originally were when they bought them, to a trawler that was just nicely appointed. And you're like, wow, this would be great for when I retire. Right here it is. You know what I mean? You can check it out. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can poke it, you know.
Well, one thing that Brian alluded to earlier was that you get to see how other people solve their problems, and you get to see how they've set their boat up. And you know, it's not always a cookie cutter setup, you know, especially the older the boat, the more customization has been done by the previous owner or the previous owner or the current owner. And to me, that's a really good setup.
Right.
Because you get to learn on the go.
So a little bit of that, right? You get to see all the different modifications people have done.
Right.
My boat, 88, they never heard of a sugar scoop. Right, the open back,
right,
which is really, really nice because we all like to jump in the water and go for a swim.
Except mine's an 87, and I haven't a sugar scoop.
Boom! wait. Do we get to do a lot of that at the show? Because I love doing that. Like, well, no. This boat, I did this. And, you know, this year, I'm going to love this show.
That happens a little bit at the boat show. I will be kind of honest.
Perfect.
It does happen. But, you know, putting a swim platform on the back of my boat solved that whole thing, right? getting onto the dinghy and whatnot. It made a huge difference. And I can tell you that I've sent pictures of my boat on Facebook, and people are like, where did you get that? Ooh. It was a $700 ad. It's right. Easily done.
That is a brilliant addition.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that that was an add-on. I've seen your boat. Yeah. I love your boat. Yeah. Wow. So.
His boat is much cleaner than mine.
I haven't seen your boat.
So
there might be. Perfect.
So 2 years ago, you lived on my boat while you went to the boat show.
Yeah. Yeah. Just,
Fascinating.
Was.
But, you know, let's get back to, you know, this marina.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I love this idea of bringing the boaters community together.
Yeah.
Right? So it's boat show, it's talking to people, it's seeing the vendors. There will be, you know, boats for sale in this yard, I would imagine, right? Hopefully Ed will be milling around here.
I will be around.
I bet he's got a boat or two he's probably trying to sell, one or two. But, you know, it's Baltimore could be like as good as Annapolis in the boating community, if it's not already. You look at how many boats we have here compared to the boats in Annapolis. I bet we have 2-1.
I'm going to do a raffle and like
let's do that.
Put up for it. He'll understand.
Well, you sailed with Downtown Sailing Club, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was something guys. Common. I started out at Downtown Sailing Club and racing right out front here and doing all that stuff. I mean, the sailing community in Baltimore is alive and well. Obviously, the powerboater community is very alive and well too. So,
Now we
have Pusser, so.
Yeah.
The drinking community is live and well.
The drinking community is alive and well.
We have painkillers.
There may even be a party at the boat show.
Yeah. Well,
Wait, here's my real question. Are you doing seminars this year? Oh, wait. There's a nod coming from a place I didn't think it was going to come from.
So we're exploring the possibility. You know, we don't have a lot of seminar space, so that makes it a little bit kind of challenging.
I can't just yell from the aft deck of something.
You can do that. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely could.
There's going to be seminars because I heard you were coming and you're on the list.
I'm on the list.
So, do you ever not give a boating seminar?
I love to yell about boats.
Yeah.
If anybody ever lets me do a seminar at a boat show, I say yes. And I will invent whatever topic needs to happen. For this one, I don't know. You asked me to do insurance, right?
Oh, you big one. Yeah, that I made the mistake.
Ooh, girl.
At the Annapolis Boat Show. I ran into Jeff and heard you were doing the seminar and came to that class and was like, oh, it's going to be great. Kate's so good to talk. And walked out of that class going, I don't know if I should be in boating anymore. I think I should just sell and get out because there's loopholes that I didn't know anything about.
If somebody falls at the end of the dock, am I liable if I'm in the slip 500 feet away?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
Well, I do have people that, you know, that want to come and advertise on Upper Chesapeake.
Yeah.
And the first question I ask before anybody can advertise is, are you insured? And they say yes. And I go, are you really insured? Because there's a difference between having just an insurance and having marine insurance or boating insurance and doing all that. And it's because of her podcast. Yeah. So.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm cleaning up docks. I'm inspiring boat shows. What else am I doing?
I'm sure you're going to give us a list.
I think when we first met, you did a podcast on never using 5200, wasn't it? That one way, 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 way back in the day.
Oh, that does go way back.
And that does go way back. And,
oh, you know, my God.
I've told many persons, you don't use 5200.
Jeff.
My keel is being held on by gobs and gobs of 5200. So if those bolts ever break, it's still not going to fall off.
I love it. Oh my goodness! I'm gonna need another painkiller, and then I'm not gonna be coherent enough on this podcast. So I'm gonna get us out of here.
Ooh,
Wait.
One real quick.
Okay.
So just to refresh, how do we book? Like, is there a website or we just go direct, snag a slip?
So there's about, I've posted 52,000 posts on Upper Chesapeake Sailing. That would be a good place to start to look.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you can go to Lighthouse Point. They have a website. Ooh. And yep, there's all the information there.
Yep. Okay.
The last time Boat Fest happened, I didn't actually know Boat Fest was happening. I heard it on my car radio when I was driving somewhere, and I was like, he mispronounced Boat Show to Boat Fest. What was he doing? but snag a slip. You can go there, grab a slip. Show up on September 6th and ask where Brian's birthday party is.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Happy birthday.
And you just posted a thing. What, you get 15% off of dockage?
Ooh. Yep. So, folks that are members of Upper Chesapeake Sailing, there's a discount code that they can get that they can take advantage of. But you can go to www. What's it? I'm losing track of my W's there. I think we got
three W's.
That was at least enough.
Is that three? Yeah.
And I wasn't even
drinking painkillers. Yeah. It's newlhp.com is our website, and there's a link there to Boat Fest. So you can definitely book a slip through Snag a Slip, or you can call us or email us here at the marina and book with us directly.
Okay.
People that would maybe coming by car or out of the neighborhood here, we're in Canton, kind of right on the waterfront off of, what is this, Boston Street?
Yep.
Okay. Is there parking right here?
Plenty of parking. There's parking on site here. There's a paid lot right out front, and Canton's got some of the easiest parking in the city.
Facts.
So there's usually ample street parking on the weekends as well. So.
Nice.
I am so excited. I've added another boat show to my list.
Yes.
Queen of the boat shows.
Your timing is
You helped
fabulous.
Create this one. There was a lot of talks about this one. So I'm giving you a lot
credit.
Of credit. You're getting a lot of credit on this.
Thank you so much.
I came up with this really like crazy wild idea, and she was like one of those friends that go, I think it's great. I think you should do it.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
So, it's actually, I hate to say it, actually came from my son. He was the first one that kind of coined the idea of the Boaters Boat Show or the car show. So,
nice.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's brilliant with ideas. I just like.
What do you know?
You know, somebody's got to be.
Yeah.
Me.
I'm still selling my dad's boat. love family, but you know.
You can put it in the silent auction.
All right. This has been the Funny Boat Podcast.
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Thank you for having us. And, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Ahoy.
That was dirty. I loved it. Good job. Are we doing an extended here?
We can do an extended.
Oh, God.
I could do another.
Yes, please. Another?